starting out, what are some specific ways that you advertised your ministry to the campus? Because I know that you, the CIA especially, is on a state college, and you're having to deal with some issues there. And then you're in the Methodist college, and you...
It's almost the exact same thing.
Yeah. How did you advertise your ministry at the very beginning to get the word out that here's who you are, here's an event we're doing, come to the event?
Well, for us, advertising was two different things. One, as we talked about earlier, these little monthly events that we would do, which were really weren't events, they were just, we were there to give things away. That was for name recognition. That was advertising. That was just, here's, we're out there. So eventually they recognized, oh, CIA, they're the ones that are serving us. And that was name recognition. It was positive name recognition. Then the other side is advertising. It for us is printing up posters and like, just like he did here, those little signs he stuck up on the wall to get up here. And then the third one, probably the single most effective thing we did, was T-shirts. I don't know how I talked my elders into it. I've always been a good salesman, so I guess I just sold them. But at the very beginning, when we changed our names, they bought into the idea of making sure every single person had a T-shirt. And we've been doing that ever since. And it's probably our single best advertising we do is having T-shirts and our students wearing them. It grabs attention. I can't tell you how many times I've walked across campus and somebody come up to me and say, "You're with the CIA? I want to be with the CIA." And turn around, look at him, and say, "Shh, I'm undercover."
That's pretty much the exact same thing that we do. We print up tons of cards and flyers. We hang up posters. We talk to the school about getting our events on the calendars. We have them scroll our events across the scrolling boards that they have on campus. Last year for our root beer kegger shirts went over huge. We had people who had nothing to do with our ministry asking to buy the shirts. And they were this little baby with a mug. It looked like, you know, this little mug of root beer. And that's what it was when we put it on the shirt. And it said a cross between annual root beer kegger. And had the year on it, and it went over huge. And I think that's something we've learned, actually, just watching Lynn and some other people, is how important how they use T-shirts is something that I think can be extremely helpful. And also, if your university will let you chalk, that's an awesome thing to do. We chalked all over the place. I mean, anywhere they'd let us chalk, on the sidewalks, on the walls, on anything we could get chalk on, because, you know, you're bored walking from class to class, and so you read the things that are around. And yeah, cards. I'd say the most effective that we have is personal invitations with cards for our cross chats. We make little business size cross chat cards, and you know, we give those to the people, and that has all the information on it. And we leave a place on the back of that card for that person's number and name, so that they can say, "Here, you know, this is my name and my number. Give me a call if you want to come." And I think that the best way to advertise is that one-on-one, building relationships with people.